www.ReverbNation.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're very happy on the Paracast with Gene and Chris to announce the return of the one and only Brad Steiger, who has written more books than almost anybody except, I think, for Walter B. Gibson, who wrote all those novels about the shadow. So I think number two has to be Brad Steiger. He has written so many books, I feel jealous.
I was privileged to spend an entire evening with my hero, Walter B. Gibson, because I was an amateur magician, and as you know, he wrote several books on magic together with his wife. So it's interesting, one by one, it seems as though I've met nearly all of my heroes, and that's been a pleasure for me, reading as a boy and listening to The Shadow every Sunday. So
yes, it explains for our listeners that Walter B. Gibson was not just a magician. He wrote over 300 novels for Street and Smith featuring the famed pulp fiction character, The Shadow. You know, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men.
It's the men.
Right.
Yes, they were about 25,000 words each, but that doesn't diminish the number of titles. It still takes plenty of time and energy. One a week he wrote for many years.
Wow. Chris, do you feel jealous?
I feel honored to have Mr. Steiger here. You have been truly an inspiration to me in my life. I have learned more from you as an author, crack researcher, and investigator probably than any other single writer. And I really want to say that, Gene, at the top of the show here. Brad, you're one of my heroes. So
thank you, Chris.
You push that ball down the field, and we're standing on the shoulders of giants here.
Well, thank you very much, and I have two of your books right off staring me in the face. So you're in there, my man. You're coming up.
Well, it's a tough job, and somebody has to do it. And I'll tell you, you and Sherry have really done. You guys have done way more than above and beyond the call of duty. And my bookshelf is filled with books that I have dragged around. I don't know how many moves I've made, and I've made sure I've got my Steiger books there.
Well, thank you. You're making me get verklempt here. So, thank you very much.
Verklempt is one of these obscure Jewish words. For those of us who are not obscure. Hey, yeah, before we get started with you, Brad, I wanted to kind of recall our show last week because I had a couple of comments. Maybe you want to drop in some opinions on it. We had Mike Barra, whom, as you probably know, is someone who has researched strange artifacts on the moon and on Mars and has written stuff also about an alleged secret space program. Now, I'll just make a few comments, Brad, and you don't have to comment if you want to. Certainly chime in. Number one, Chris, as you recall, he made this comment that it's one of these conservative liberal political arguments that liberals do not like the space program. And I guess mentioned as an example, former Vice President Walter Mondale. Now, I don't want to get into the politics here because that's another show and another network and another format. I'll simply talk about whether liberals or conservatives are in favor of the space program. I'll just state one thing here, which I think is correct. The one compelling vision for space exploration came from John Kennedy, that we'd land a man on the moon before 1970, which happened. I think everything else, as far as space exploration, was an also-ran. I think the space shuttle was just a holding pattern. You hear these vague comments from different presidents and others, oh, we'll get back to the moon in 10, 20 years. Maybe we'll be on Mars in 2030 or thereabouts. I think that's a cop-out. Now, looking at how many years this has happened, Brad, do you have any response to that before I go on?
I think it's one of those statements. I have to ask, what basis do you have for making that evaluation other than a personal prejudice?
You mean in terms of no vision for space exploration?
Yeah, and at liberals. Liberals are not interested in space exploration.
That was one from Mike Bauer. That was his conclusion. Okay? That was our best conclusion. It's not my conclusion. I think both political parties...
No, I understood that.
Sure, sure. I think both political parties... I don't know his basis except maybe, you know, he's of the conservative persuasion, therefore that's a conservative viewpoint.
That would be my first guess, yes. Well, it's, you know, I don't want to get into politics either. That's not my thing. And that's, I decided to be political independent in fourth grade, and I stuck with that. Thankfully, Sherry has the same philosophy, but we're very politically active in terms of our observation and our study. And, of course, so we could write books like Conspiracy and Secret Societies, without having an agenda, which is why we think that book has been so successful, because it really is an encyclopedia of conspiracies. And every other conspiracy book out there, you know, has an agenda, goes one way or the other. So I hear someone saying something like, you know, an all-inclusive allness statement, liberals are not in favor. And I think of all the writers I know who are quite liberal, who have been writing science fiction for decades, and I think the space program has been a lure for both sides of the political aisle. And statements like that, allness statements, you know, always I have a knee-jerk reaction to that.
Chris, you want to chime in before we go on?
Well, yeah, and let's get real. The amount of money that we spend defending ourselves against so-called box cutter carrying terrorists and this whole war on terror, which is fueling runaway defense spending in this country, defense spending that could be, I think, much better applied to manned space exploration, maybe feeding the poor, clothing people. You know, again, I agree with Brad. I don't, you know, and Eugene, I don't think this is really a political forum, but you know, to me, it's a forest for the trees thing. If we actually took our spending and devoted it into exploration of space and the other things I mentioned, I think this country and the world would be better served by that.
Well, there's always the argument about military-industrial complex. They keep it going because they want to enrich themselves. And, of course, there are also lots and lots of stories about what might be going on with an alleged, and this is another conspiracy, an alleged secret space program. And obviously Mike Barra subscribes to the alleged or real or imagined secret space program, which is basically saying that a lot of things are going on behind the scenes and not spy satellites. We know that, but implying there have been manned explorations and that the public space program is just a public relations kind of deal. You guys have a comment on that?
Well, years ago, and I had this in my book, Mysteries of Time and Space, when I was asked to come, I was living in Chicago at the time, and was asked to come to one of the offices of one of the major airlines, an executive. We met at his home, I shouldn't say, his office on the airport, but in his home. He asked me to come there because he said aliens had contacted him and they were going to demonstrate a number of their instruments or technology that could be very useful to our fledgling form of aeronautics.
I bet you cleared your calendar for that one.
Oh, yes. Now, just to, you know, cover my bets, I had a one of my best friends was a former special operative, and I asked him to come along as so I had someone in my corner for sure. And it was very fascinating. The way it turned out to me, to my opinion, and the way I evaluated it, it seemed to me that they all spoke with a slight German accent, which I thought was unusual for aliens, but, you know.
German-speaking aliens.
Okay.
Can you dig that? We have Brad Steiger joining. Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, neighbors, you've seen all those crazy, wacky products on TV. The perfect tortilla, easy covers, hot booties, furniture fix, petty spin, and more. Where do you find all that stuff? You go to asseenontv.com because this is the one-stop source for all of these TV goods advertised. Find all your favorites as seen on TV. Check them out asseenontv.com. And by the way, save 10%. Here's what you do. Use the code SEEN1, S-E-E-N number 1, SEEN1. Go to asseenontv.com to order. Save 10%. Purchase this summer's hottest As Seen on TV items. Save 10%. Or call 1-866-277-3366. 1-866-277-3366. The code SEEN1 to save 10%.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 28th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1780.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18.2468, $9.1234 for a half ounce, or $4.5617 for a quarter ounce. That's $18.2468, $9.1234, and $4.5617.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Brad Steiger, author of millions of books. He wrote 10 just between the first 10, 15 minutes of the show and now. But
well, my feet are free. You know, I can type with my toes.
People say I tell bad jokes. That's not a joke. It's just a statement. Brad, you started on a long monologue there, and unfortunately electronics and hard brakes kind of obscured it, so let's continue.
German accents, well, kind of shades of Ben and Barney Hill, huh?
Well, I want to make this brief. I'll try to summarize. It seemed to me the more I have studied about the technology of the Germans before World War II and very remarkably beautiful mediums who were channeling from the Elderbahns, and this was in the German secret society. Now, they claimed that they had what we would call UFOs or flying saucers in the 1930s. Their society, not necessarily the Nazis, but I think they were working also. We have
You're talking about the Thule Society, Brad?
Pardon me?
The Thule Society?
Yes, yes.
That was what, this 19, was 19, the whole, 1925 or something, correct?
So we think. It seems to have begun long before that, and of course they've reorganized. They're now in Italy. They have reorganized, and they're rising again, I have found out. But, and this time they're all female. There are no men in the group. But at any rate, they told a fascinating story about coming to the United States in the early 1920s, finding caves in the old coal mines in southern Illinois. And from there they had created their aircraft, their vehicles, by which they went back and forth to the moon and had established bases on the moon. Now, we've heard this a number of times, haven't we, as an allegation or as, you know, what seems a preposterous claim. But we start hearing it enough times and we say, well, anyway, they made this claim and they, so it seemed to me that these were not aliens, but rather they were disguising as aliens or for their purpose of making contact. At any rate, they did demonstrate powder, which a man had driven his Cadillac all summer using just this powder and water from his garden hose. And then they demonstrated they had a large engine from an airliner, and they set it on fire, and then they just took a little squirt of something like an atomizer and squirted it on it, and the flames went out immediately. So they were saying what an attribute this would be to any fire department. And, of course, the idea of powdered gasoline. And they said then that they had also demonstrated in an aircraft. These people then wanted to make a big deal with the airlines. And I said, you know, I don't think this is going to happen. I said to the executive, I said, I think after this wonderful demonstration, they will disappear and you'll probably never hear from them again, which is exactly what happened, except for one interesting fellow who seemed of Italian origin. And he kind of kept in touch for quite some time, just teasing, you know, and I thought this is some kind of cosmic or plain earthly scam. A friend of mine in the advertising business in Chicago learned of this and kept trying to get information. And then mysteriously, these Frauleins from outer space began to appear. And he thought, you know, he had been a fighter pilot in the Korean conflict. And he thought, you know, I'm going to take a couple of these gals out and get them drunk and find out what really happened, you know, who they really are. They can't be from outer space, but they claim to be. Well, the gist of that adventure was they drank him completely under the table. He says they were drinking, and he was serving them doubles, and they were drinking it like lemonade. And then they all disappeared.
Okay, so they all disappeared. What do you mean disappeared? Like beamed out?
Just disappeared. I won't be dramatic to beam out. They just were no longer in contact. I had one meeting. I rode the trains from the system in Chicago going from one suburb to another to meet one of them who was supposed to show up at this rather shady bar in one of the suburbs. And after traveling several hours, I made my appointment on time, but the individual never showed. But it was one of those situations that got increasingly weird, because I'd be walking down the streets of Chicago. Then we had telephone booths, you remember, sometimes one on every block or so. And the telephone would ring, and ring, and I'd be walking by, and something just told me, go in and pick it up. And time after time, it was for me. Now, this gives you that uneasy feeling of being watched. You know, someone's always keeping it. So
it sounds like one of those old Man in Black conspiracies that we hear from
exactly.
John Peel.
Yeah, this kept up. I last made contact with the airline executive who is now retired and living in the Southwest, not in Illinois anymore, not in Chicago anymore. And we touched bases on this just a few years ago, and that's the last I've heard from him. Because I wanted to know if they had indeed, you know, made any more contact with the gasoline and with the fire extinguisher and several other things which they claimed. But it seemed to me when I began to study, you know, the various secret societies in Germany, that there was a group that allegedly or seemed to come to North America. Now, I also knew someone who, a medium, a very strong spirit medium, who had come from that coal mining area in southern Illinois. And she, for whatever information you want to credit to a medium, she happened to be an extraordinary one who had been examined and tested by several groups, both here and in the United Kingdom. She tuned in and she said that, you know, she definitely could see the bases, and she thought back when she was a little girl of all the mysterious things that would happen in the town in southern Illinois. So, we have mysteries within mysteries in this field, and, you know, I find it endlessly fascinating to pursue these. It's difficult sometimes, and this I always try to do, is to kind of recognize it as magic theater, you know, because when we decided, Sherry and I decided to get back into the UFO field, she had worked for a time just before his death, the last 2 years of his life, with Dr. J. Allen Hynek. And I had pretty much gone into the paranormal, not writing, interested in too much UFO, because I had run into so many uncomfortable situations.
Before we go on, we get to our next part, I have to ask you about the uncomfortable situations. We have Brad Steiger joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
Fake Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Brad Steiger joining us with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. When we broke, you were talking about some uncomfortable things that had happened that sort of encouraged you to stay away from UFOs?
Yes, the whole Men in Black thing, which I think is two-pronged. I think they're again getting back to magic theater.
When you mention that, I'm going to ask you for specifics in a second. I'll just tell you that I did the stupidest thing in my life twice. I've done a lot of stupid things, but these, you know, of all the stupid things I've done this twice. Back in 1969, I leased a fire engine red Pontiac. Remember Pontiac? Okay, with the biggest engine. It was, you know, kind of almost like a race car. The license plate was 3MIB. For Three Men in Black, custom license plate. Within 1,000 miles, I tell you the truth, I kid you not, as someone once said on TV, within 1,000 miles, the transmission leaked and had to be overhauled. That car delivered misery after misery, finally made a deal with a dealer to give it back. I got myself a blue Toyota with a generic license plate, and everything was fine. Well, being very stupid, I have a Honda now, and the license plate is VMIB.
Okay.
All right. Now, just the other day, the battery went, which is, it's not, you know, an old car. But, of course, in Arizona, they tell you batteries go very frequently because of the hot summers, hot weather. Okay, nothing unusual. But I have also had a year of amazing reverses in my business since using that license plate. And Chris kind of knows what I'm getting at. Maybe some of our listeners do. I won't get into great detail. The key is here, I think at this point I should switch back the license plate to something more generic. Do you think maybe I'm inviting something by having that license plate? I'm serious.
I think so. I'm serious too. You know, a few years ago when we were maybe having lunch together in New York or talking as we walked the streets, I think we both would have laughed at that. But at this point, I think one can invite these things. And that's, you know, the kind of what Sherry and I did when we decided to go back into the UFO research field. I think you do invite things, and it gets very uncomfortable. And it's very difficult to stay balanced. You really have to take a time out very often. I didn't know about this story, Gene, but I would change license plates.
It's funny. I wrote to the Arizona Motor Vehicle Bureau. They have a place where you send an email when you have an inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how do I change the license plate back to the original? I have the original license plate. It's just a matter of changing paperwork. I could use it. And I sent it twice and got no response. So maybe they want me to be stuck in this. I'm going to call them. Chris, what's your opinion of that? You didn't say anything, Chris. I mean, you're educated on the trickster. You're the trickster expert on the planet. And when I made this decision, you didn't say, Gene, are you sure you really want to go through with this?
Well, you know, I've kind of wondered about that, Gene. I really did. I just didn't want to freak you out. As Brad, I'm sure, will attest, many of these subject areas that we're so fascinated with tend to be reflective, and they tend to mirror back at us what we put towards them. So I often tell people, if I take them out on sky watches or TV shoots or whatever at night, I say, look, if something does happen, be sure to be as neutral as possible, because if you react in a place of fear, you're going to have something to be afraid of. And this has been kind of a this has been a mantra of mine for many years with people that are going out into the field, and I think this is a perfect illustration of how reflective these things can be. What do you think, Brad?
Well, I agree totally. You know, and I know that you are you know, a fellow trickster enthusiast. You know, in my Mysteries of Time and Space, back 1972, I have the chapter Three Tricksters in Black, Passport to Paranoia. Three Tricksters in Black. That's what I called the Men in Black in the early 1970s. And this is what I've concluded as well, is that that's why I say magic theater, because you create a separate reality of which at first you are studying from a distance. But when you make the decision to enter it, and I know this sounds very melodramatic, but I'm serious at this point. When you make a decision to enter it, then you have to play by rules that seemingly would not make any sense. It's a whole new dichotomy of reality that you have to be prepared to explore. And that's why I think so many researchers who began at the same time that I did in the late 50s and 60s are left the field long ago, because I know some of them had just very, very uncomfortable and even maddening kind of situations. You do have to stay balanced, and that's very difficult when you find yourself believing that you are totally objective, that you are a balanced individual, and you find yourself dealing with as if you have suddenly placed yourself into a fantasy novel, a science fiction novel. Or, and I'm going way back now to the Fae, the Wee People.
You know, there is, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, a TV show now that depicts supposed Fae activities called Lost Girl. Ever hear of that? Canadian TV series on the Sci-Fi Channel, Brad?
I've heard of it, but I didn't know what it was about.
It's about the Fae, where everybody there has different powers and all like that. Of course, the Fae are also depicted in the TV show True Blood. So the folklore becomes semi-real.
Right, right. Now, I have also made contact with individuals who believe they are, I mean, they do not look like Tinkerbell. I mean, they look like kind of smallish, regular human types. I think we've known of this in legend and song and fable for centuries, haven't we? And I think this is a very real kind of situation. Now, It made contact with me, or vice versa, when I was not quite 5 years old. I looked out my bedroom window and saw what I clearly thought was an elf, a fairy, standing on the wash pail. We didn't have running water in those days. We had a pump at the well, and this was a wash tub that's what awakened me, was the sound of this being dragged across the lawn, and I looked out and saw this smallish person looking in the kitchen window at my parents. And then very slowly he turned and, we made eye contact. And in one way or another, I have encountered that being, all of my adult life as well, in very interesting kind of situations. And in that way, I am Scandinavian American, and I feel like I'm inherited Peer Gynt, who the great Norwegian composer created this story of a man who is followed throughout his entire life by a representative. And the Scandinavian traditions were very much alive for me and in my family. And I feel, besides the house having regular haunting phenomena, I just felt that, I was well prepared for my life of research, because I grew up, our farm home had been the old stagecoach stop, and my sister and I were perpetually awakened at night by people walking around in our bedrooms in period costume. We were awakened several nights, the whole family, especially my mother. I would run downstairs to my bedroom, and there's, because we would hear the sounds of horses carrying a wagon and or stagecoach, and we'd just look at each other and say, well, they're back again.
There you go again. So as someone once said, we've got Brad Steiger joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We also have swag. We have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Just to mention that Brad Steiger recently released a second edition of a book called Real Ghosts, Restless Spirits, and Haunted Places. And it's interesting to have this book because from what you're telling me, your childhood home is almost a haunted place, right?
Yes, yes. We had continuing phenomena. It was interesting. My father would simply observe and not comment. But my mother and sister and I, we were continually entertained. One of the things that we had, and this is, I looked it up in an old Norwegian text. It's called the Vardoger. And that's the sound. It's kind of like a spiritual doppelganger. You hear the sounds of arrival before the people actually arrive. And this is really hard to get in touch with, to deal with. Because I would, when I was then a teenager, and my 41 Chevrolet, I would come home on Saturday night before the rest of the family, and I would be up in my bedroom, and then I would hear the sounds of the door opening and closing, the footsteps moving around as they got ready for bed. The parakeet would shriek, welcome back to the family. I'd hear all this, and then after a time, I would shout down the stairs, good night, everyone, good night. No answer. And about that time, I would see their headlights coming down our very long lane. Now, the first few times it happens, you say, oh, my God, you know, I'm here alone and there's people running through our farm home. Are they vandalizing? Are they stealing? Until you realize that's the sound of exactly the sound that the family will make when they really do enter the door. Now, again, this has happened, again, Sherry and I are both of Scandinavian American descent, and Sherry has been treated to my Vardoger a number of times. In the rare occasions when we are not together, and I've been checking the mail or whatever, hearing the sounds come in and so forth, and thinking I'm there. And then maybe 5-10 minutes later, I am. So, whether ghost or Vardoger or whatever, but growing up in that environment served me well as someone who then went for many, many years investigating haunted houses. but it did a disservice, a strange disservice to me in another way, because none of these phenomena growing up were threatening. They were not violent. They were noisy. They pounded on walls and slammed doors, but they never touched anyone. They never hurt anyone. And the beings walking through, I shouldn't say beings, the entities, the phenomena walking through, it was like watching a television program. On rare occasions, you would make eye contact with someone, but it might be accidental. Did not prepare me then for going out on the larger scale and encountering entities that were not pleasant and did not resist punching and pushing and even smashing doors to demonstrate the fact that they didn't want me there.
Picked up some really, really interesting points here. And one thing that I've always been intrigued by is some sort of genetic attraction. Certain cultures, you and Sherry are Scandinavian Americans, and so you seem to have attracted types of folkloric entities, for lack of a better term, that correspond with that genetic makeup. Do you think that this is something that needs to be further researched and studied? I had a very interesting experience that I investigated. It was actually a brujo in training, a Hispanic guy. He was in his late 20s. He was elk hunting, and he heard a twig crack. He actually had a bull elk in his bow and arrow sights. He was actually bow hunting, and he turned and looked, and it was a leprechaun in the San Luis Valley. And that particular case has always just boggled my mind. Now, how can a Hispanic brujo in training see a leprechaun in southern Colorado? It just, you know, we had another actually sighting by another Hispanic family a couple of weeks later. So my question is, do you think that there is some sort of genetic attractor quality to some of these phenomenal entities and events?
Well, it's taken me till I'm 76, Chris, but I've begun to reach that conclusion that these things are not by chance. They're not by coincidence, because I no longer believe in coincidence. And the whole ancestor thing, we associate, you know, with Asia, and sometimes we think that's quaint, and we, of course, have progressed beyond that. Well, no. This is a very viable religious and cultural tradition that I think we have to start paying attention to. I found out, for example, it took me many, many years, but the couple that would come and look at my bed, down at me in my bed, I made eye contact with them. The other entities seemed to be waiting for the stagecoach, because that had been the stagecoach stop. But I saw them pictures when I later in my life, and that these were my great-great-grandparents. They were the first of our family to live in that house. So I began then to say, well, is there something to this ancestral lineage, you know, that we do inherit certain things? Now, my mother, if she had not been raised a strict Methodist, she easily could have been a medium. In fact, she would have, she would communicate with a smallish woman that would come and speak to her at night. And she would advise my father, you know, that when there was a storm coming, you know, be careful, there may be hail and so forth. And she tells of seeing angels appear walking in the road, the gravel road outside of her home. And she saw the angel go down and to their neighbor's home, and the man died that night. And she and her sister also, who is extremely solidly based in reality, a no-nonsense kind of person, substantiates my mother's account, because she was with my mother when they both saw the angel. So there's certainly that tradition. My paternal grandmother was a town librarian and began reading, you know, the Scandinavian legends and so forth, along with Shakespeare, which he read to me when I was a child as well. She was a very literate person. She was a town librarian, and most of the town's library books were made up of books from her library that she was no longer using. She had an enormous library at home, which I just, you know, plowed into every time I stayed overnight with Grandma. So I think there is that which you may not be totally conscious of growing up, and then things start to come together. Things start to, well, for example, as I said, that little elf or whatever has followed me, and trickster aspect, never cruel, just very frustrating. My sister was visiting her son in Washington, D.C. last summer, and she called to ask if I would check the plants in her home to see that they had water. And I said, of course. Now I have her key. I have it in a special box. I have it in a special container within that special box, so I never lose my sister's key. I went to get it so I could go over and check her plants, and the key was not there. The key was not there in my box, within the box, was not there. I go crazy. I look all over. I don't know what I'm going to do. I go back and forth. I think, well, maybe this key will work, knowing it won't, but you know you have to do something. So I went back and forth, and finally I'm about to call her in D.C. and say, I'm sorry, is there someone else who has a key? When I come back after the third time going to see if a key would work, there is her key on top of my telephone.
Wow.
Just another little reminder. Just another little game. Just another little trick. Just another saying, you know, I haven't left you, buddy. We connected when you were not quite five, and we're still bosom buddies.
Little critter is still after you, still watching what you're doing, hopefully with a positive intent rather than a negative intent. We never know.
Well, obviously, just fun.
Just having
that
fun, you know.
That tricky thing, but...
Came over, you know, when you live in the Midwest, they wanted to come over and have a beer with you. Brad Steiger joining us
probably.
With Gene and Chris. Yes, you're in...
The Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.